USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 100,000 people in the United States have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million Americans have tested positive for it. Worldwide, 5.6 million have tested positive, and more than 352,000 have died. Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggesting that both major party conventions should not be held as planned this summer because of the continued pandemic.
I don't think there's anyone who would say that tens of thousands of people should come together for a political convention, no matter how great an ego trip it is for somebody.
That was seen as a thinly veiled reference to the president's push for North Carolina's Democratic governor to declare this week that the Republican event planned for August in Charlotte would not be forced to reduce capacity. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station. A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of two Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown. One of two cops involved in a North Dakota shooting yesterday has died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Trump administration saying from its point of view it can't certify Hong Kong's political autonomy from China any longer, a move that could trigger some sanctions against China from the USA. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997 when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy.
And despite Republican opposition, lawmakers in the U.S. House made history yesterday, taking the first vote by proxy. Lawmakers voted on a bipartisan bill about human rights abuses by China against a Muslim minority there. Around 70 Democrats took part in the proxy voting, even as a Republican lawsuit is trying to stop it and will continue to challenge that method of voting. The rules change was greenlit by the Democratic majority over concerns with the continuing coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.